now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. Welcome to the program. I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to talk about some very important things, beginning with stress. We're going to talk about stress today. And then I'm going to tell you about a new book that I have and a special offer. Very special offer. I am going to offer my new book, personally autographed and inscribed by me, for a donation to help the cause. So stay tuned for that. I think you're going to be excited when you hear the title of the book. Now let's talk about stress. Why do we suffer so much from stress? The reason is because we are sensitive. And how do we become sensitive? It's because, number one, we're born sensitive. We're born as fallen creatures. See, I have to start with basics. And I have to lay a little groundwork. And the truth is that we are not as an apes. We are not risen from the slime or from, you know, monkeys or anything like that. We are fallen creatures. Now, when you were younger, when you were a little child and a young person, you sensed that. You saw that something, for example, you sensed something odd about death. I mean, pardon me for, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but let's just be honest about it. There's a little something odd about it. When you're young, you sense that. And we also, when we're young, and we're not jaded and totally corrupted, we have a natural modesty. We have a natural, well, a little bit of embarrassment about our, you know, these cold bodies that we drag around, and about the, you know, bodily functions that we have to perform, you know, after we eat and so on. We laugh about it. We make jokes about it and so on. But it's to try to deal with it in some way and dismiss it, because we do have a little natural embarrassment, if you will, about such things. And so we have this natural modesty, this natural, embarrassment, I guess you could call it, about how we are. And so that is proof, ladies and gentlemen, that is proof that there's something a bit odd about the way things are. We weren't meant to be fallen creatures. In the beginning, we were in paradise. Adam and Eve were in paradise, and we're meant to live forever. We were meant to live forever, but we are fallen. Now, that's the way we're born. We can't help it. You cannot help it. I cannot help it. This can help it. That's the way we're born. We're born as fallen creatures. Okay? So as fallen creatures, we have physical bodies just like the animals. We share that with the animals. So animal has to eat and sleep, and, you know, when it's cold, the animal will shiver and so on. Well, that's the way we are, just like animals. We share that with animals. But anybody with any perspicacity at all, anybody with any sense, any sensitivity at all, knows that we're more than animals. We have a soul. See, we're a soul in a body. We're a person in a body. Okay, so in other words, you're not your body. You know, we identify very much with our body, but in a sense, you could say you're not your body. You are your inner person, your soul. Now, having said all of that, I'm laying some groundwork for you. Having said all of that, now you can see why we would be sensitive to stress. It's because we're born sensitive to the environment. See, animals are subject to their environment. The deer has the forest, and the mouse has his little hole that he lives in, and maybe the field mouse has a field, and the owl has its tree, and so on. See, and the fish live in the ocean. So they are sensitive to their environment. The environment supports them. They have to react to it. It's very important. And so, like them, we react to our environment, but our environment also includes people. I'll be right back with more after this announcement. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet today's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. This is the Ask Roland Show. I've been on the air for almost 21 years. I've written several books. I have several blogs. I have many articles published. And I have a lot to say. But the thing is that if you listen calmly and you're open to this level of truth, then you can see that what I'm saying is true. As I say it, you can see it. Because it's basic, it's very basic, it's common sense. It's common sense, but it's also very profound. And hearing it is good. It's good for you to hear it. See? It's good for you to hear it. Now, I said that we are sensitive to stress inasmuch as that we are dependent upon the environment. Now, human beings also have an environment of other people. Now, this is where we get into a little something more than what the animals experience. You see, we humans are also are sensitive to other people and their, how shall I say this, their demeanor, their spirit, their attitude. See, now we humans, ideally, see, we ought to be able to grow like flowers side by side with other people. See, flowers, plants, grow side by side. They don't bother each other. But we humans, it seems like people are always bothering other people, always trying to tease them, challenge them, motivate them, get something from them, impress them, or make them comply. Or, you know, take something from them, steal something from them. You see what I mean? People are always seeking to make an impression upon other people. Now, ideally, as I said, if you were to grow up in a perfect environment, if you had perfect parents, for example, who didn't tease you and challenge you and pressure you, see, and they had just an understanding and love, well, then you would grow like a little flower. To be a big plant. And you wouldn't be altered and changed. You wouldn't be forced to adapt. Now look, animals have to adapt to their environment. They are adapted, but when things change, they have to adapt more. You know, when it gets to be very cold in the winter, well, the bear has to grow thicker fur. See what I mean? Like that. So, we humans, see, it's one thing we have to be, we're born in a physical environment, but we ought not to have to adapt to other people, to be shaped and formed and molded by them. See, we ought to grow like, as I said, like a flower and then become what the good Lord intended. You know, Einstein to become Einstein and Madame Curie to become Madame Curie and Susan B. Anthony to become Susan B. Anthony, and whoever you are, whatever your name is, Mary Jane or Bill Jones or whatever your name is, I'm just making up names, whatever that is, whatever you were meant to be, that's what you ought to be. But what happens is we are pressured by people. They pressure us to be good, they tease us, they challenge us to study harder and be good, or they tease us cruelly at school, see? Or worse yet, or just as bad, they hit us and slap us and smack us and do mean things and cruel things. So we begin to adapt to cruelty and to confusion. See, you have some children that are driven mad because they're born into a home where there's no love. There's confusion and cruelty. See? And so they adapt to confusion and cruelty. You know, they withdraw, they pull away, they pull into a shell, or whatever the case may be, see? Or they become like those that are being mean and cruel to them and tease them. They become that way too. They become, you know, they tease back, they hit back, or they're beat up when they're little kids and pressured and prodded and around and so on. And then when they become bigger, well, then they become the gang members or bullies or muggers or something or other, see? They do unto others what was done to them. Are you with me? So now do you see how we're forced to conform or to rebel? See, if people were kind to us and to us in a wholesome way, they wouldn't force us to adapt to them. They wouldn't push themselves upon us. See, they wouldn't take liberties or pressure us or try to do something to us. See, they wouldn't even try to mold our character or try to change us or make us good. See, they would set a good example, you know, have standards and set a good example, and we would, upon seeing that, see, we would be able to conform willingly and lovingly. See, are you with me? See, it's like I've always said, if you have to remind your child 1,000 times to brush her teeth, see, 1,000 times. But then eventually one day she sees for herself the wisdom of brushing her teeth. Then it's hers in freedom. She sees the wisdom of it. See, it's a beautiful thing. Now she's self-directed. But most parents don't have much patience. So what do? They threaten. They punish. See, they're mean, they're cruel. Or they bribe, see, because they don't have patience to remind the child. Anyway, I'm getting off track a little bit. But now you can. So now do you see what stress is for humans? It's other people. And even more so, it's something in them, in the other people, that's pressuring. See, once we begin to pressure and adapt to cruelty, whatever that cruel thing is in the other person, see, that cruel thing then begins to evolve itself in us. See? So then we have it in us, and then when we become parents, then it in us rises up, see? And it in us torments our children. See how that works? So we're not only adapt to people, but we adapt to evil. And that's not a good thing. I'll tell you more in just a moment.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Common... Well, I was going to say Common Sense. That's what it used to be. Now I call it Ask Roland. And so I'm telling you about stress. Now, can you see now why you are so reactive to other people? Why you are so reactive? See, first of all, what you have to understand is that it's something wicked. Something cruel. See, at... most likely, or possibly, simply misguided, see, in other people. That pressures you. See, why would anybody want to pressure anybody else? Especially pressuring them to be good. See, pressure. Now, there's overt pressure, there's cruel pressure, there's seductive pressure. You know, if you go to some meeting somewhere and they have lots of music, and somebody gets up there and speaks fast and cleverly, see, and they pressure you to make a decision, pressure you to decide, see, like the old used car salesman that used to pressure you, see. But people pressure in all manner of ways. They pressure with seduction, see. Like, how about gang pressure, drug pressure, see. Sex pressure, peer group pressure. See? Now, there ought not to be such pressures. Why would anybody want to pressure anybody else? It robs them of freedom. But the problem is that we don't know how, but I can teach you how. See? We don't know how to deal with pressure. Instead of knowing how to stand back and observe it, see it for what it is, observe it, not react, see? Not respond, not become upset, not become emotional. Just watch it, and then if something needs to be said, you say it. If nothing needs to be said, then there's nothing to say. See? And they might turn purple trying to pressure you. But you stand there, and it doesn't bother you. See? You do not succumb to the pressure. But what do most of us do when we're pressured? We become upset. Now, when we become upset, confused, angry, see, angry or upset or excited. If it's seductive pressure, we become excited, or we might become resentful. We might resent their seductive pressure. If it's cruel pressure, we become angry and resentful. If it's emotional pressure, we become emotional, see. But then what happens? Then we get cut off from our own inner ground of good. We become cut off from reason. Then we become confused, see. We feel confused. We're not sure. There's more pressure, we react more, we begin floundering, we don't know what to do, and what do? We give in. We either rebel or conform. Mostly we conform. We might rebel, but then feel guilty because we're angry and resentful, and then come back and conform. See how that works? So what you need to do is to learn how to respond properly by not responding. See, you must learn how not to react, not to respond, to remain impassive, calm, detached, to stand back and observe. That's what you need. That's why you need to get the meditation that we have. If you go to coachroland.com, you can get it for free there. It basically just teaches you how to stand back and observe without becoming upset. Then when the pressure passes, you'll be able to do what's wise. See? Are you with me? All right. So that's very, very important. That you learn how to respond in the moment, to pressure by not getting upset. Okay? All right. Now we're going to have a little break, and then I'll be back and tell you about my special offer.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Load your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. Now I want to tell you about my new book. My new book. It's about parenting, and it's about Santa Claus. Yes, it's a new book about Santa Claus. Ask me why I wrote it or how I came to write it, I really don't know. All I know is that it's fantastic. It's about Santa Claus and, of course, Mrs. Santa Claus. And it's, of course, pretend, it's make-believe. It's like fiction, but it also has fact in it. So what do they call that, faction? Fiction plus fact, it's like faction. It's a parenting book with lots and lots of hints and tips about being a good parent, being a better parent, dealing with issues that come up. You know, chores, temper tantrums, you know, child doesn't want to clean a room, talking back, all these issues. All kids have issues. Every kid has some sort of issues. And this book will help you to deal with those. Now, what it is basically, in Pretendland, I go to the North Pole and I interview Santa Claus because Santa has some hints for parents, some tips for parents. See, Santa gets a lot of letters from kids and they tell him what's happening. And he's concerned. He said to me, what are they thinking? Talking about parents, what are they thinking? You know, giving kids long timeouts, locking them in their room, spanking them, all these awful things. Santa says, you know, there's a way of handling these issues in a delicate way. See? With understanding, with a twinkle in your eye. So I follow Santa around, and as luck would have it, there are two children there, a boy and a girl, that came to visit Santa for several months. They're there. And I find out how Santa handles these various issues, and he handles them beautifully. And it's fun, because Santa is fun, and Mrs. Claus is fun. They're a lot of fun, but they know what they're doing, and the results are fantastic. The kids love Santa. They love to be with Santa and Mrs. Claus. They get over their issues, see, and their parents are very, very happy. That's what the book is about. It's called Santa's Take on Parenting. You know, like if somebody says to you, well, what's your take on this or what's your take on that? Well, this is Santa's take on parenting. And he will tell you some of the secrets that from the North Pole that will help you be a better parent. Now, if you'd like this book, it's a beautiful little book. It's a handsome little paperback, 137 pages, and has large, beautiful ivory-colored paper. And it's large type, so it's very, very easy to read. It's fun. It's like reading a novel. But as you read it, you follow Santa around as he handles these issues. It's just beautiful. As a matter of fact, kids could read it too. Especially big kids can read it. Teenagers, no problem. They can read it. Even little kids could read it. It's a beautiful book. But it's meant for parents. Or for counselors or therapists or social workers. you know, professionals to give to their clients. See, it's very helpful. Or for a new mom-to-be or dad-to-be, see, or a brand new mom, brand new dad, fabulous. It's a great book. With Christmas here, I recommend you get it. Now, if you send a donation of $20 or more, I will send you the book. And I will personally autograph it, and I will inscribe it to you. For $20 or more, I'll send you the book. And that includes postage and handling, and personally autographed by me. Okay? Now, if you'd like to receive the book, then best thing to do is, send me an email. And I'll tell you where to send email after this message.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
I've got a better idea. Go to santastake.com. Santastake, SANTASTAKE.com. Santastake, no dashes, no apostrophes, no nothing. Just Santastake, SANTAS, Santastake, TAKE, Santastake.com. If you go to santastake.com, then you'll see there how to contact me. Contact me. Tell me you'd like to have the book, then you can send me $20. It'll tell you how to do it at the website. So go to santastake.com. You can also look inside the book there. You can look inside the book at santastake.com. So please, go there now, santastake.com.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.